the list of, well, the list of huge impacts of climate change that we're seeing with that 1 degree rise is pretty much coincident with the list of major physical features that we have on the planet. All of them now are in pretty violent flux. The world's oceans are about 30% more acidic than they were 40 years ago. That's a very large change in a very short period of time, especially on what is, after all, an ocean planet. I was in the South Pacific this point last year working with our crews down there and just happened to be there at the moment that this great wave of hot water came across the Indian and the Pacific Oceans, doing just unbelievable damage to the world's coral reefs. The Great Barrier Reef got most of the attention because there are, you know, reporters and TV stations and stuff in the neighborhood, but pretty much every coral reef across in all the atolls and all the small islands, just in a matter of weeks, decimated. You know, you'd talk to coral reef researchers who would say, look, I can't even really go down to my plot because I just start crying into my mask and that doesn't work, you know. There was a story last week on the second round of bleaching underway this year at the Great Barrier Reef. And one of the scientists said, we've given our lives to this project and we've now given up, which was one of the, that's not something that any scientist or anyone says easily ever, and it's obviously hard to read. I was in the Arctic a few weeks ago at the University of the Arctic, up well above the Arctic Circle, and this was the middle of February and it was pouring rain. That day the temperature at the North Pole was about 50 degrees above average Fahrenheit, above average. That's Sami country up there, where people have, reindeer herding culture has lasted probably 10,000 years, but it's in crisis now. When it rains like that and then freezes again, there's no way for the reindeer to get down at the grass beneath the snow. And if you're a reindeer herder, you need to be able to count on the fact that rivers freeze solidly in the winter, and when they don't, you fall through them and drown, and people increasingly do. Maybe the biggest changes so far are to the planet's hydrological cycle, to the way that water moves around the Earth. The most important fact for the 21st century is probably simply that warm air holds more water vapor than cold. That means that in arid areas we see lots of drought, and we see it in just horrific form increasingly. The story on the front page of the Times 2 weeks ago said that the drought now unfolding across Somalia and environs may be, they've said, the greatest humanitarian crisis since the end of World War II. Millions upon millions of people at the risk of starvation. Because, as the article also said, more than anything else, the weather patterns, the drought that has deepened there is unprecedented. Just like the drought in Syria in the last decade that was clearly, now scientists tell us, one of the key triggers for what turned into the gruesome civil war. There were others, our ill-advised adventure in Iraq being one of them. But the deepest drought in the history of what we used to call the Fertile Crescent drove 1 million farmers off their land and into the cities in the course of 2 years in Syria. And it was just more than an already shaky system could even begin to cope with. And we now see the results as, you know, violence spreads and people fan out across the planet. It's unlikely that this is a problem that will be dealt with Tomahawk missiles in any, you know, long-term way. There was a picture on the cover of Time a year ago, a picture of people dying on the beaches in Greece and in Italy, and it said, are these people climate refugees? And the answer was, in some measure, yes, and obviously they're the harbinger of many, many millions more who will come as this century goes on. It's not just drought. Once that water's up in the atmosphere, a water molecule stays in the air on average about 7 days and then comes down and comes down. That means much more of the time now in the kind of flooding, crazy rainstorms that are of no use to anybody, that wash away farms instead of nurture them. In our part of the world, we really can feel this. There's been about a 71% increase in that kind of gully washing storm in the northeastern United States over the last decades. That's an enormous change. We certainly felt it in the Adirondacks and in Vermont when Hurricane Irene came through in 2011 and forever changed the geography of those small steep-sided valleys that simply can't absorb that kind of water, because it's kind of water that they've never had to deal with before. All of this is with 1 degree increase Celsius in global average temperature. It's entirely clear that we're looking on current trends, even if we implemented all the things that people promised to implement in Paris, at an increase of about 3.5 degrees Celsius in the global average temperature, 7 degrees Fahrenheit. There's no way that we can do that and continue to have civilizations like the ones we're used to. Already, the estimates of how far the sea level would rise in this century, which a few years ago were on the order of a foot or two, are now on the order of a couple of meters, and they continue to rise. That puts every coastal city on Earth, which is most of the world's important cities, at deep risk. This is by far the biggest thing that human beings have ever done, by far. And so far, we're doing very little to try and cope with it.